What's up, fellas? It's Bush here. We have tons of tools to get you ready to smoke your buffoon league mates in our redraft rankings manifesto. Whether you're looking for our consensus tiered-based rankings, top 200s, and by position, fantasy football news blurbs to keep you informed and find this year's Puka Nacua, risk ratings so you know how risky the draft picks you're spending are, the truth series so you can see how their 2023 season went, or you can compare our rankings to Sleeper, to ESPN, to Underdog, to Yahoo, to NFL, whichever platform you're drafting on, we have you covered this year with our Redraft Rankings Manifesto. Right now, you can get our draft guide for free by signing up on Underdog Fantasy using just $10 and using code FSE. If you already have an Underdog account or you can't play where you live, you can also head to flockfantasy.com. Use the code FSE for a 7-day free trial, 30% off any of the packages, and all of that is linked in the description of all of our videos if you need the links for that. All right, let's roll the pod.
These four fantasy football projections left me absolutely baffled. And before we waste any time, let's get into number one and talk about why Jahmyr Gibbs' receiving pick'em is severely mispriced over on Underdog Fantasy. He is currently projected for 350.5 receiving yards, despite going off the board as the RB4 12th overall player on Underdog Fantasy right now. And the reason why this pick'em makes no sense is that if you look at the history of top five running back finishers in the last 5 years, it is very rare to be able to accomplish this feat like his ADP would suggest. Amongst top five running back finishers in PPR scoring since 2019, they averaged 490.36 receiving yards per season, and only five of those 25 top five running back finishers, or 20% of them, were able to accomplish this feat with less than 350 receiving yards. Those outliers being 2023 Raheem Mostert, 2022 Saquon Barkley, 2021 Joe Mixon, and 2020 and 2019 Derrick Henry. And the reason why they were able to finish top five despite being receiving yard outliers is that, point blank simple, they had 14.8 seasonal rushing touchdowns per year between them on average. With Jahmyr Gibbs, he profiles a lot closer to the 20 running backs that eclipsed the 350 figure rather than the five outliers that were able to do so on the back of rushing touchdowns. In his three collegiate seasons, this is how he compared to some of the most productive receiving backs in the NFL. This graphic via FFSnoog on Twitter. But as you can see, year one out of high school was the absolute best compared to guys like Christian McCaffrey, Breece Hall, Travis Etienne. Year two, only Christian McCaffrey. Year three, only trailed Christian McCaffrey and was ahead of guys like Alvin Kamara, Travis Etienne, Breece Hall. So we're talking about a rare receiving running back prospect. And I understand if you're pessimistic about Gibbs as a receiver in his rookie season, wasn't the most efficient to say the least, but I'll gladly trust a 3-year sample of him being one of the best receiving running back prospects we've ever seen rather than an inefficient rookie season in that regard. His receiving profile was the main reason he was selected 12th overall in the 2023 draft. Detroit, that offseason, signed a banger between the tackles and David Montgomery, but were still willing to invest first-round capital in Jahmyr Gibbs. Their thought process is that Jahmyr Gibbs' skill set very much complements that of David Montgomery's. And we saw Jahmyr Gibbs in his rookie season already get acclimated as a rusher, but I do think there's a ton under the surface for him to be able to display that receiving skill set that got him drafted where he was. Despite playing limited snaps to begin the year, when Gibbs was given the opportunity amongst running backs with over 40 targets, he was actually third in the NFL in route percentage with an 85.7% route percentage, meaning when Detroit was throwing the football, 85.7% of the time Jahmyr Gibbs was on the field, he was running a route, which is very good stuff. We see that with some of the top receiving backs in the NFL. Hence why he ranked third in this regard. And despite having a pedestrian overall receiving total in his year one, we also see this graph from Ryan Heath dictating the fact that the running back's prime actually is between years two and five. And entering year two, which historically has been a running back's best season in their career per Ryan Heath, it's such an easy pick to take the higher on Jahmyr Gibbs at 350.5 receiving yards. Like you guys can see, 85.9% in their rookie seasons, we usually see a big uptick going into year two. I fully expect Jahmyr Gibbs, showing the elite rushing ability he did in year one, to be able to also show why he was drafted that high, show that receiving capability he showed in college in those 3 years. So for me, when I'm looking at Jahmyr Gibbs, I am smashing the higher on his receiving pickup of 350.5 yards. If you guys are as excited as I am about hitting on this Gibbs Pick'em, go over to Underdog Fantasy and use promo code FSC on your first deposit. By doing so, you'll receive a special pick plus a first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash, as well as our entire draft guide for free. Hit the link in the pinned comment of this video and it will take you directly there. Go take advantage of this Pick'em, as well as the next three I'll get into, starting with DeAndre Swift's rushing touchdowns. DeAndre Swift is currently projected for 7.5 rushing touchdowns on Underdog, and the reason this Pick'em makes no sense is that his ADP as the RB26 off the board, 93rd overall player, suggests that that line is too steep, as well as DeAndre Swift himself hasn't crossed this touchdown total since his rookie season. And when you're looking at these 7.5 rushing touchdowns, only 15 running backs in the NFL in 2023 were able to cross over 7 touchdowns. And last year, despite ranking 9th in the NFL and inside the 10 carries with 27, DeAndre Swift had the second worst inside the 10 touchdown conversion rate, only ahead of Tony Pollard. Only 18.52% of his inside the 10 carries resulted in touchdowns, and only 20% of his inside the 5 carries resulted in touchdowns. And people will point to him, you know, getting sniped by Jalen Hurts, the tush push, obviously the autonomy that Jalen Hurts and this Eagles offense have inside the 5-yard line. But what I will point to is the fact that he simply hasn't been able to get the job done. And the reason why I lean this way is that when you look in 2022, Miles Sanders had similar usage. We're talking about 26 inside the 10 carries and 11 inside the 5 carries. For reference with DeAndre Swift, he had 27 inside the 10 carries and 10 inside the 5 carries. But when you look at Miles Sanders' efficiency and being able to punch in these touchdowns, 30.76% of his inside the 10 carries resulted in touchdowns and 45.45% of his inside the 5 carries resulted in touchdowns. So when you're comparing Miles Sanders and DeAndre Swift, Miles Sanders was much more efficient at scoring touchdowns in his year in Philadelphia versus DeAndre Swift in his year in Philadelphia. And for DeAndre Swift, who's to say he'll keep a tight enough stranglehold on this Bears job when a guy like Khalil Herbert, quite frankly, was a better running back than DeAndre Swift in 2023, despite playing behind a worse offensive line. Khalil Herbert had a higher yards per attempt average, a higher PFF rushing grade, and more yards after contact per attempt. So, and I want to bet on this Bears offense in 2024. I like a lot of the pieces. I love Caleb Williams, but I think there are so many better ways to do so than taking the higher on this Pick'em. So for me, my verdict, lower on Swift's rushing touchdowns. I understand that you're not getting a full one-to-one, but I think this is an absolute lock. Number three is actually a pairing of teammates, and I just have this labeled as the Falcons offense because I will be taking the lower on Kirk Cousins at 28.5 passing touchdowns and the higher on Bijan Robinson at 6.5 rushing touchdowns, which quite frankly is an early candidate for the most misappropriated projection on Underdog Fantasy right now. And the reason these Pick'ems make no sense is that Bijan Robinson is a top 8 overall player in best ball right now, and Kirk Cousins goes off the board as the quarterback 18. And I understand that Kirk Cousins has historically been a 30 plus passing touchdown guy during his Vikings tenure, but 28.5 seems far too rich for me. There's a number of factors I can get into, but the main ones I want to point out are that Vikings were a very pass happy team in the red zone over the last couple of years. In the games that Kirk Cousins was healthy, so 2022 across his full season, second in the NFL in both red zone and inside the 10 passing attempts. And in 2023, he had 45 and 27 respectively in 8 games, which if you pace across a 17 game season, would have paced him for second and first respectively in those regards. B, of course, old quarterback coming off what's historically been a career altering injury at 36 years old with that Achilles. C, everything moving as smoothly in Atlanta as it did in Minnesota in year one. Indeed, the Falcons not just simply feeding their elite workhorse back and solid number two once they get into tight situations. And as we'll get into Bijan, the Rams have been a team that has historically used their running backs in the red zone. And with Kirk Cousins, it's not that I don't acknowledge a healthy version of him probably gets close to, if not surpasses, 28 touchdowns, but banking on that for a full 17 games is not something I'm willing to do. And now to the Bijan side of this take, I mean, his new offense coordinator flat out said they want to get him the ball like Christian McCaffrey. Falcons offense coordinator Zach Robinson on Bijan Robinson being used like Christian McCaffrey. Bijan's such a talented player. He's going to play running back first and foremost. And any way we can find creative ways to get him the ball like the Niners do with Christian McCaffrey is exactly right. This sounds like an offensive coordinator that is fired up to get this level of running back talent in year one. Bijan Robinson is the most talented running back prospect I have ever personally scouted. And of course, he gets drafted 2023 top 10 overall draft capital. Now gets a Sean McVay tree offensive coordinator after archaic play sequencing under his first coach. Does that sound familiar to you guys at all? I mean, am I not just describing what Todd Gurley was going into that 2017 year, which, for the record, if you remember 2017, Todd Gurley was legitimately a league-winning running back. Todd Gurley in 2017 to 2019. And if I have to rehash Todd Gurley between 2017 and 2019, in terms of his red zone carries, he ranked second in the NFL with 57 in 2017. First in the NFL in 2018 with 63, and third in the NFL with 51 in 2019. And I'm throwing out some high praise here. Obviously, I'm throwing out Christian McCaffrey. I'm throwing out Todd Gurley. And it's fair to question if Bijan is quite on the level of two of the greatest peak running backs in NFL history, even though I think his prospect profile would absolutely lean those comparisons. Cool. Let's just look at what 2023 Kyren Williams was able to do. A 5'9", 190-pound undrafted running back in 12 games. Last year in 12 games, Kyren Williams had 50 inside the 20 carries. He had 32 inside the 10 carries and 13 inside the 5 carries. We're talking about in 12 games. He was one of the most used running backs inside the 20 in the NFL. And with Bijan obviously entering year two, like I mentioned with Jahmyr Gibbs, Ryan Heath data suggests that this should be the peak season of his career. My verdict stands with the fact that Kirk Cousins, I will be taking the lower on his passing touchdowns, and Bijan Robinson, I will be smashing the higher on his rushing touchdown pick'em. And the fourth and final pick'em I want to make reference to in this video actually happens to be Tony Pollard at 6.5 rushing touchdowns. And the reason why this pick'em makes no sense is that it's a very similar case to that of DeAndre Swift, only in a potentially worse offense with more backfield competition with Tajay Spears behind him. But Tony Pollard, he was the only running back that was top 10 and inside the 10 rushing attempts who was less efficient at scoring touchdowns than DeAndre Swift. He posted a 16.67% scoring rate on inside the 10 runs and only a 23.07 scoring rate on inside the 5 runs in 2023. And people might point to the fact that he was coming off a gruesome leg injury in the 2022 playoffs. Obviously, me as a Cowboys fan, watched that happen against the San Francisco 49ers. I was as bullish as I could have been on Tony Pollard, but unfortunately, the tea leaves kind of read this to be the case in 2022. If you look in 2022, those numbers were only slightly better. 25% of his inside the 10 carries resulted in touchdowns, and 33% of his inside the 5 carries resulted in touchdowns. The reason why 6.5 is way too high for my liking is that despite getting full red zone snaps on the number one scoring team in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys in 2023, Pollard had less than 6.5 rushing touchdowns, and in his five-year career, he's only crossed higher than 6.5 one singular time in 2022. Now he goes to an inferior offense with more competition for touches, and if he struggles out of the gate, who's to say they don't hand over his inside the 20 carries to that of Tajay Spears? He could very well start the season as the team's main goal line back, given we didn't see much usage from Tajay Spears in that department last year, but I'd rather bet on the young talent who's unknown in that department potentially developing over a guy who's quite frankly proven to be an ineffective inside the 20 carrier. Not to mention, Titans' new head coach Brian Callahan was on record with how he views Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears. He says they're both going to play quite a bit of football for us, and I don't view either of them as a starter or backup. They're both starting players to me. He views them as the 1A and 1B of this backfield. It just doesn't really make much sense to me how a full workhorse role on a top scoring offense like the Cowboys last year, Tony Pollard had 6 rushing touchdowns, and yet his current pick'em is higher than what he was able to do last year. But either way, if you guys enjoyed, make sure you leave a like on this video, comment your favorite pick'em on Underdog right now, and like I mentioned earlier in this video, if you want to go take action on these pick'ems today, go over to Underdog Fantasy and use promo code FSE on your first deposit. Like I mentioned, by doing so, you'll receive a special pick plus first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Our entire draft guide for free, yes, for free, our entire draft guide. Make sure you don't miss out on that value. And on top of that, we are actually doing a giveaway to give 2 tickets for you guys to go see your favorite team play live. Hit the link in the pinned comment of this video and it will take you directly there. Again, I appreciate you guys for the consistent support you have shown the channel. We are on the road to 50,000 subscribers. But with that being said, peace out. Talk to you guys soon.